Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. That's the new music. Producer John is in the room, and of course the main man himself. He's just about to get married in a couple of weeks. His name is the man they call Grado. How you doing, man?
All right, rough.
Feeling rough? What you been up to? You been partying, boy?
I've been partying, boy. Been there. So I've been partying with Scott Arfield, and was with him last night. It was his last Rangers game, partying with him, the number one pop star in Scotland, Callum Beattie.
Did he play last night? Hold on, the number one pop star in Scotland, who?
Callum Beattie, you never heard of him?
Lewis Capaldi?
It's his mate, I think.
Right.
Oh, mate, I tell you, here, have you saw the boy for Fife that's in Britain's Got Talent?
Oh, aye, I've seen him.
I thought he was off again, did you know?
I heard he's got some chops on him. I heard he's got some, he can belt one out, I heard.
Have you had him on the radio, Grado, presumably?
Aye, mate. Aye. I was giving him the rub on Instagram on Saturday night, saying, hi, very emotional watching your audition tonight. You're going to do well, pal. Okay, what I mean? Should I get him?
Yep.
Stick in, son.
Nice.
And then he was on Lorraine Kelly on Monday, and he was really good with Lorraine Kelly as well, so he was... It was a really good interview on Lorraine Kelly. In fact, Jamie, bring it up.
Has he got the part?
I mean, he's just this wee nice. Honestly, you should maybe actually, I'd be quite nice. Watch this, right? Honestly, go to Lorraine Kelly.
Right.
Cammy Barnes. And see what, and see what you make it.
Cammy Barnes.
Lorraine Kelly, Cammy Barnes.
Right.
But I'll get. Let's share this on the screen so the
Welcome to Wrestling Daft, by the way, everybody. We're just going to check up on Britain's Got Talent contestant on Lorraine
right,
Kelly.
Here we go.
I would just like to see what you think. I think you would think he's quite wholesome, right. And he's quite charming and jolly.
But you have to understand that's not really the kind of performer I'm into.
Well.
BGT's Scottish
Bangs blew the judges away with this incredible performance.
Here we go. I got my driver's license last week, just like
we always talked about. You really sing with your heart.
It's authentic and real, and I know how much this means to you. Yeah. So for all of those reasons, it made for a really beautiful version. Is everything I'm insecure
about? Love your personality, and I really hope that something great comes from this.
People are going to want to root for you. I've just got a feeling. About me.
Well, you said forever, now I drive alone.
It's a yes from me.
It's a nice voice, yes. A boy.
He's just a nice character.
Yes.
To say yes.
That well, Cammy joins me now. I'm so glad you could come to see me.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for coming in. Congratulations.
Cheers.
You had to do a restart, though, because it was nerve-wracking, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't do that, did he?
Scary.
First time I've ever had my knees shake.
Were they shaking?
Aye.
Oh, gosh. Was everything
start
kind
again.
Of like...
It was intense. Yeah. It was a pretty strange, weird,
is.
Amazing.
Where is he?
It turned out fantastically well for you. But of course you're going to be nervous. Of course you are. You came on your own. Didn't tell anyone.
Is he Falkirk, John?
No, he's Fife. And I was terrible then. I just could pay my family for a meal that night. And they would never see it. So they would never know about it.
Yeah,
they
would have known.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Me, Fifer's on Wrestling Daft.
Fair play to him. It sounds as if he's got a nice voice, and obviously we're all pulling for him to bring home the big belt for his
guitar. Right, and do you know what? I like to put him. Oh no, I was going to. No, I did. You have. I was going to say he never said anything like his fucking grandad was dead or anything like that, or his dog got ran. No, but he did have something actually.
Yeah, but then Simon Kell did that whole gimmick, didn't he?
He said his grandad was Bible John.
But Kyle does that whole gimmick, man, putting up the hand, you know, going, right, let's start again. And then they always come back fucking and they smash it and they get all the crowd, hey! Every year in Britain's Got Talent, there's always one of them fucking fucks it up and then Kyle puts up his hand and then fucking, that's the gimmick, man.
Right,
see, when you say Kyle, it sounds like you're saying Kyle.
I know.
Like Kyle Lafferty or something.
Kyle.
Yeah, I've noticed that Kyle seems to get pulled up onto the stage by contestants more often now to kind of do stuff with them and all that kind of carry on. You know what I mean? A bit more participation with the judges. And I think I would like to see Abdullah the Butcher going on Britain's Got Talent and fucking sticking a fork right in Simon Cowell's head.
Ever been a wrestler on Britain's Got Talent? Surely they could do something with wrestling.
Hey, that's funny you mentioned that. I got a message on Instagram for Britain's Got Talent 1 year.
Did you?
I'm a showrunner on Britain's Got Talent. Do you think you'd be able to wrestle on the stage for Britain's Got Talent? We are wanting you to audition.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Do you wrestling moves in that on stage?
I can, aye. That's what they wanted me to do, aye.
Take Simon Kell up and fucking give him a Canadian destroyer.
Give him a stink face.
Simon, you've got to do all the work. I'll do all the work for the Canadian destroyer, though, don't you worry.
Joe Hendry would be good on it, because Joe Hendry could go in and do his wrestling bit and then he could sing a song as well.
So, yeah, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Multi-talented. That's what you need. You need the multi-talented guys on it, you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah, Britain's Got Talent. Or Creator would have been good on it.
Here, how did the last Biscuity Boyle show go, Rab? And it's another show available.
It went really well. The last Biscuity Boyle worked in progress. And in fact, I'll give a shout out to the punters if they want to, if they're running about Glasgow and you want to come along and see Biscuity Boyle in action. I guarantee you, it's no for the easily offended. If you want to come along and see that, shows in August and September in beautiful Blackfriars in Glasgow City Centre, you can get your tickets. Just go on my social medias and I'll be talking about them probably for a while.
Something at the Fringe, Rab? You could go and do a wee fucking running at the Fringe.
I've had offers. I've got offers coming in. But at the moment, I just want to get these Glasgow shows sorted out and then I'll think about where else to take it. You know,
just do a running. Just do a running at the Fringe, man.
It's a show I know that a Glasgow audience will like. I'm not sure that a Japanese tourist would enjoy it as much. So I definitely wouldn't do the Fringe again. That's definitely out for me.
See, when you're coming up with it, I'm going to do a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have other ideas to the other characters for Burniston, or was it always going to be Biscuity Boyle?
No, I like doing that character because it's like, I quite like writing jokes for a kind of old guy's perspective. I think you can get away with more. You can get away with saying more stuff because it's like an old guy saying it. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, you're so intelligent. I was thinking about you the other day. See, I started watching the first series of Chewing the Fat. Remember when Greg and Ford would do the kind of, like, sort of skits playing themselves, it was kind of off the cuff.
The chat bits kind of in the...
Were you involved in the writing at that point?
No, I wasn't involved in the first series at all.
Were you not?
No, second series I started.
Second series. I'll have it. Can I ask questions about it then?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to think. What was the first thing that you came up with? What's the first thing that you came up with?
For Chewing the Fat?
Aye.
The first sketch that we put in was a sketch. I'm sure I've said this before on here. The first sketch we put in for Chewing the Fat was a sketch where Greg goes up to a guy's door to ask him if he can use his toilet. And Ford lets him in.
With the orange, the tangerine?
Aye, and he sits down outside the bathroom there. Rab,
that's honestly one of my favourites. I'm not just saying this because we're on a podcast together, but that scene is amazing. He just starts peeling an orange.
And just get the glass door on the toilet door.
That's like one of my go-tos. You know what he's talking about, John? No.
No, I've never seen that one.
He's fucking hilarious. Yeah, honest to God, he has to go in for a piss, right, or a shite, and he sits down the pan and he looks up and he notices that the door is see-through. It's like a glass door. And Ford Keelan just sits and crosses his legs and starts peeling the mulch. watching him do a shite. It's one of the best ever.
The funny fact about that sketch is, see that house that sketch happens in, like that front door? That front door's been in about a million fucking shows, man. It's been in Rab C. Nesbitt, it's been in like Scotch and Rye, it's been in Chewing the Fat, it's been in Burniston, it's been in, I'm telling you, that front door has been in so many Scottish comedy programmes.
Is that just because they're easy to deal with, a family that's in the place type deal?
I think so. I think they're probably near the comedy unit as well, like probably round the corner for the comedy unit. So there you go. So let's see what the punters have been talking about. James is back on about the old Hasbros.
Have you got your Hasbros?
I've not got my Hasbro.
I thought we were today last week.
You didn't need it, though, Greco.
I know, but I thought it was owned by owner.
I thought you were getting yours, Rab.
I was still waiting for it in the post, and alright.
Okay. Can I need to get a figure, so...
Aye, you need to get a figure. You need to get a figure. Mine should have been here by now. I don't know what's happening. I'll need to actually. I actually forgot all about it until just now. I'm like, that's not right. Right, okay. Unless it has arrived and I've just no fucking checked. I'll leave it now. James said, cheers for the shout out. Don't know if you spotted, but the Undertaker had on the winged eagle belt. This is in his Hasbros, but all the gold had flaked off it. Can't even mind if it fucking had any gold to begin with. Definitely did. It had it printed on it, I'm sure. He says, some buzz. Speaking of accessories, he says, my big boss man still has his nightstick. And I saw Brutus Beefcake Shears a few months back, but I can't mind where. Some buzz getting all figures out again. All the best, Jimbo. So there you go.
It's got a wee update.
Well, just hold on. Just a wee update here, says Jimbo. Still can't find Brutus's Shears. Searching, tearing the house apart looking for him. But I know whereabouts in my ma's loft to look. Imagine going up somebody's loft to look for a tiny wee pair of plastic shears. I totally agree with Rab and the whole this being a podcast and asking people to look at 40s mid-show. I'm a subscriber, but I have now become what Rab and I hate, as I always listen to the show when driving and know I'm sending pics in. Fortunately, they're my own. Enjoy, lads. Cheers. And he sent in some figures here. What are they storing in Topi here?
It looks like
an air fryer.
An air fryer or a beer machine, maybe.
Maybe.
Should maybe get Jimbo to...
So the figures we've got are Hulk Hogan. Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker with a clothesline action. He's got Rowdy Roddy Piper up the front. He's got Bret Hitman Hart, Big Boss Man, and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And wearing the strap at the minute is Hot Rod. He's wearing the strap. And in the background, I can see Station to Station by David Bowie on vinyl, which is an absolutely amazing album. Is this Billy get in touch to say this?
Yeah.
Billy get in touch and he says, I've just moved to New Zealand.
Billy Gaddy.
No, different Billy.
I've just moved to New Zealand, which means I get to watch all the big American pay-per-views slap bang in the middle of the day.
That's mad.
But the local scene is dire, so I have to get my extra graps fixed listening to all the episodes of the best wrestling podcast this side of Stevenson. I was listening back to Grado getting excited about the launch of Flight Simulator, and I played it back at half speed. Oh, yes, man. Crying with laughter while mowing the lawn. You three are genuinely keeping me sane and smiling all the way out here. So thanks, guys. Well done.
He has sent in the clip.
Thank you for that. Let's hear that clip.
This is fucking one of the best we've had yet.
I'm excited.
Right, here we go.
Imagine I go right into this, right? And I learn how to fucking fly the plane. I would love going on that Twitch, by the way, sitting with the gear on. I'm going to convert my wee office that I've got into a fucking cockpit. I'm going to have microwavable meals, like, as if it's airplane food and all that.
You can proper like play it real time, 12 hour flight, sitting in the cockpit and that, just waiting, just watching and all of that and then
So funny.
Hell, man. Oh, Jesus. That gave me a laugh. I can't believe I ended up getting all that gear. It's fucking up my loft. Honestly, God, what a fucking waste of money. What a waste of money.
It just shows you the shite we talk as well. It's like when you slow it down, you can actually hear what we're actually. Oh my God. Community Pro Wrestling had a big announcement for their debut show in Helensburgh on the 18th of June. As BBC Burniston star, one of the hosts of Wrestling Daft, Robert Flaunce, is going to be making an appearance at that. Did you know about this? You know, that's a Ravy Davey bumped into me and my missus when we were in. We were just cutting about in Helensburgh, just doing our thing. And there he was, Ravy Davey was standing there putting up the posters. He says, any chance you'll jump down? So I'll be jumping down. So if you're running about the Helensburgh area, you want to come along to that? What exactly will Rab Flaunce get up to on his first visit? So you win the fucking the belt. Anyway, so I've not discussed this yet, but basically what I'm going to pitch to Davey is that I won the title. I won the title and then travel around the UK defending it.
That reminds me of that Bob Holly story that I love. The kind of man apparently at a WWE meeting. There's a big series meeting and then they're talking about they're requesting ideas for the wrestlers. And he's at the back and he goes, I got an idea. Put the title on me.
Beautiful. Did you do a bit of work for Community Pro?
I did, mate. Friday.
Really, how'd that go?
Hey, do you know what was really good, man? Because there's a wrestler called The Wanderer.
Right.
He might get Hislop. I don't know if he listens to the show, does he, John? You ever heard that? He might get Hislop. Nah, mate, and he used to like come to all the shows when he was a wee boy. Like, when I remember when we done the SECC, we done an autograph sign. It was me and Mick Foley. And like this wee boy had queued on all, and he was like the first one in the queue and all that. And now he's a wrestler, so we tag teamed with him. So it was a good laugh, man. It was made me feel old, mind you, but it was a good wee event. So it was.
It's amazing, isn't it? You're getting to a point where it's like you're seeing fans coming through and wrestling. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I'm still only 14, not enough. Chris says. After your Mitchell brothers mentioned last week, I had to share with you this brilliant Phil Mitchell-Steve Austin crossover. John, is this going to necessitate some kind of ocular visual?
Yeah, well, it will. But it's quite amusing. Here we go.
Stop, cut this, right? I want to explain something here, John, right? See if you're listening to this podcast, right? See this bit that's happening now? This just sounds like Stone Cold's music playing. That's all that's happening, right? Now, we could explain that while that's happening in video, Phil Mitchell is doing a variety of things, battering guys and all that, but to people listening to the podcast, this bit is just Stone Cold's music playing.
Right, okay.
And that weird, we're having to give advice to a breakfast radio producer.
Right. Well, it's a wee bit different.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's a wee bit different. And I take it JP's video for Nathan Austin signing for East Fife, this one here.
Are you ready?
That's just the X's music, mate.
Let's see it, though. If you think you could tell us what to wear.
East Fife weird, getting into action.
It's weird, wait,
it? What's the football player's name?
Nathan Austin.
Why did they not give him Austin music?
That's a very valid point.
Oh my God, I don't know. Then you would have had to have played Stone Cold's music twice, John, in a row for people to listen to. Brendan's been on the AI image generator.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And asked for Joe Hart and Bret Hart's Hart Foundation. And there it is. We get some pictures. It's very flattering, a picture of Joe Hart.
It's quite homoerotic, isn't it?
It's very homoerotic. But you know what? Wrestling back then was, man, Brett and Sean and all that. It was very homoerotic. It was more homoerotic back then than it is now, I would say. You know what I mean? Mm. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email is at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Woo! Now, listen. It is time for another call out for if you're listening to this show sign up to our Patreon. You know, listen, you're only slinging us a couple of quid. It's nothing, but see if everybody did it, right? See if everybody slung us a couple of quid. Think of how much easier it would be for Gradle to pay taxes to his big high-paying job on Breakfast Radio, or how easy it would be for me to put shoes on my 20 wains that I've got. You know what I mean? Think about that. So you want to get yourself signed up to the Patreon to keep the show ticking along as we get ready for our next live event, our big karaoke night, our big debauched celebration. So you want to get involved, get there. You get your first access to tickets and all of that kind of stuff. Get us on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. We would love to welcome you to the roster. Now, every week we like to separate the American cream soda for the limeade. Oh, this we're going to have a chat, John, as we bury and put over stuff for the wrestling. You would say limeade is better than American cream soda?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think I've tried American soda.
Well, it's a tough one, that, though, because I do like American cream soda, but it can get a bit sickening after a while, can it?
Yeah, that's the thing. You tried the new Iron Brew ice cream one?
No.
Yeah.
That tastes a wee bit like American cream soda.
Because see, when I think about it, I could almost like see a glass bottle, right? A glass bottle of American cream soda. You couldn't finish that in a one. Like, you couldn't be stoned on a summer's day and slug all that down, but a bottle of limeade I could tan, I think.
Any of you ever used to, when you go to a cone for the van, take the ice cream and then put it in like Iron Brew?
Oh, I love that.
A float?
Is it a float it's called, isn't it?
Aye, a float.
I used to love that.
Man. I've done that in ages.
Delicious.
It's a great shout.
Delicious, mate. You should do that at your wedding. You should put an Iron Brew float on everybody's table.
there is a wee things that you've got to think about for the wedding. There's like, she was, the woman at the log side was telling me all day, a good thing to get is like buy toiletries, deodorant and chuggy and all this kind of care on and toothbrushes and stick them in the toilet all day for folk to come and just help herself if they maybe could be over it like that and then they could just like.
Well, I mean, there's going to be wrestlers probably going to this wedding, so there'll definitely be people with BO. I've already warned Jen. I've already said this is going to be some really stinking people this way. I hope we're sitting on the bride's side. I'll tell you that, man.
Gredo, is there any wrestling related stuff happening at the wedding? Like, are the tables, like, for example, like your favourite wrestlers or something like that? Or is that a wee secret?
John, that's fucking funny. I suppose I'll tell it to you because it's never going to get back.
That is
the thing. I've just actually paid wee Scott ICW to demo all the logos. I've got the table names.
Amazing.
Can we guess how many tables you got? Can we guess the wrestling tables?
Right, okay. I mean, can I just say something, though? That this was Stephanie's idea.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, oh, Steph. So I make a band up for that.
Would
be nice.
So how many tables is there?
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 tables, right?
Okay. You go first.
So what's the top table?
The Rock.
Close. No, you're not close.
Is it so they're named after wrestlers, the tables?
Well, one, like, the top table's no named after a wrestler, it's named
WrestleMania.
Aye.
Top table's WrestleMania, right? Right, so we've got 10 tables to guess then.
Aye.
Right.
Is there an NWO table?
Now I'm going to end up thinking I want that now.
Oh, God.
It's annoying because
we shouldn't have this conversation. We shouldn't have this conversation.
No, she's going to wind me up now. Right.
The Rock's definitely.
Rock's table one,
Austin.
That's table two.
Hogan?
That's one of them. He's been a...
Taker.
Fuck, why didn't I put Undertaker? I forgot Undertaker.
Abyss.
No. But there is one.
Jarrett! Is there a Jeff Jarrett table?
No, there isn't. There isn't, but it's funny because, and by the way, this is all Stephanie's idea. There's one Scottish wrestler.
Drew. Drew McDonald?
No. How would Stephanie know Drew McDonald?
That's a very valid point.
Scottish wrestler?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No. Jester.
Oh, Jester's wow. Wow.
Sweet.
I hope Jester's enough, at the Jester table.
I think he's sitting at the Jester table, aye. Yeah. So, aye. You want to keep going?
Trying to think.
Kid?
Aye, that's one.
Kevin Nash.
No, I forget. This is annoying me now because I'm remembering ones and I wish I'd done it because I've got...
Big Papa Pump.
Nah, Goldberg, Dusty Rhodes, and Al Snow. I've got an Al Snow table.
Amazing.
But again, this was Stephanie. There definitely
should be an Al Snow table though, because Al Snow worked with your ma.
Again.
You know what I mean? So that's definitely right. I see he's getting me a right to be there than anybody else.
I reckon if Mama was still alive, I'd have probably sat at the Al Snow table.
Right, so let's see. Is there anyone we want to bury or put? Oh, sorry, well, fuck's sake, man, but I totally forgot what bit we were in. Is there anything we want to bury or put over?
I want to put over the start to Raw. I loved that. Fucking great. I've first ever seen Raw in ages. And see, just the start, Cody walking through the ring, getting battered off Brock, and then they're straight into Heyman in the ring, and then they're straight into a match and a bit of promo and all that. Thought it was a brilliant kind of.
So the way it started.
Aye. Just
wrestling's always better when it starts like that.
Full on like that. Loved it.
Hmm. I can't think wrestling wise that I saw.
I want to put over. I like what they're doing with Imperium. I like how they're making Big Gunther feel like, and the Intercontinental title feels like a big deal. See when wrestling's good. I always feel like when wrestling's good, the Intercontinental title feels like it's worth something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mate, how good does he look?
Who, by Gunther?
Have you seen a lot of the pure weight loss transformation pictures? Look?
Aye, he looks brilliant, man.
Mate.
I didn't know, see it first when he lost all the weight, I was like, what is he doing? Why did he do that?
You know, I mean? I know what you mean. I know what you mean by that. Like, he's sort of killing his gimmick, but now he just looks...
But it's grown on me. It's grown on me. And he looks, he's just kind of firmed up and all that. He just looks good, you know what I mean? He's really transformed himself, and he's just, you know... I just get the vibe he's a kind of good guy as well. It's just like something, I just like him, you know what I mean?
I've dropped a cut up on.
Oh, I thought you had, actually. I couldn't tell. Obviously, you're sitting with a massive hoodie on, but I could see about your face a wee bit. That you've.
I'm doing it at the 15 stone odds now.
So what are you doing?
I ran 2 kilometres last week.
Wow.
In 18 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So there you have it. 5:30 before the... No. Aye, 5 o'clock.
What the hell? God.
Aye, mate. Aye.
Going out in the morning before the radio?
Yep.
Impressive.
How's that feeling for you? Is that a good start to the day? That does it make your day feel better when you've done
it? Do you know, I thought I was going to feel pure tremendous now. They always say mental health and all that. But I was fucked. See, driving up on the motor, I was falling asleep and all that. When I was driving up. I thought this is making me feel energised. And then I got into the radio and Crofty was like, you look like shit. I was like, went a run. So I thought it's making me feel garrulous. I was like, I need to lie down. So I've not done it again since. I mean, that's what you call feeling it, isn't it? I mean, you're meant to keep going with things.
No, man, it's staying. You kind of take that attitude, though, you know what I mean? It's like you just try and get out again. I think that's what I do a lot of the time is I kind of go, right, I'm going to start doing this. And then I do it like twice or three times. And then I don't do it for 2 days. And then I go... Ah, well, I failed at that. I'll just leave it. You know what I mean? You see, they're just going out the next day and doing it again.
How
shite
is running, but it's just the worst thing.
I hate running, man. Fucking hate running.
And just as soon as I started running, I was like, I might stop.
It's fucking sore and it's uncomfortable and it's knackered and it's boring as well. And it's just
so boring, mate. So boring, man. Like, I can't even listen to tunes because what happens is it annoys me, the tunes that are playing. So I press skip. Skip, 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 aye. Skip, skip.
That's not a podcast about murders or something, then imagine that you're the murderer running away. That's what I would do. Right, let's see what the punters are saying. Louise is putting her Leighton Buzzard and what he's accomplished in 6 years, and I'm convinced he'll be NXT bound before 2023 is up. I've never clapped my eyes on a wrestler on home turf who I thought was absolutely stuck on to make it to the big leagues so much as Leighton. You know what I mean?
He's good, man. He's a good wee boy.
He's great in the ring. He's been having some important matches, and he can talk and he's got the look. And, you know, it'll be exciting to see where he goes. He'll not be hanging about here for long. That's my prediction. Kev wants to put over the WWE Most Wanted Treasures series. Have you watched any of these, Gary, though?
I watched the one where they're up Kane's loft, bringing down all masks. I watched that one, but I've never, no. I think it's something I would really quite enjoy, but it's hard to get it, to watch it, is it no?
Yeah, what is it on?
I mean, I get it. I can't remember where I get it again.
is it Peacock or something?
Aye, so that means I don't think, is it on Sky? I don't even think it's on Sky.
Fuck what was my
name? That's kind of shit I'm into, but...
Buster Murdoch? Oh, sorry, Kev also wanted to put over a bumper amount of wrestling all in a bank holiday weekend. Buster Murdoch wants to put over AEW and Punk, finally confirming all the bullshit is done. Can he wait to see him at Wembley if he doesn't injure himself again? We want to see CM Punk at Wembley. Am I right, guys?
Absolutely.
Aye. Do you think they want to hold it off until then?
Maybe. Are you going, Grado?
I would love to go. I'll probably end up being last minute anyway. I do want to go. I do. I want to get a show down there.
I'm going down. I've got my tickets. Me and Jen are going down. We're going to need somebody to celebrate with after the show, so hopefully
that can be good. Why don't we all go? More take with Mrs.
It'd be great. That'd be nice. Great idea.
We definitely do why they show.
Definitely. Do you think people would come to a Wrestling Daft show in London? It's going to be so much on, isn't it? There's going to be loads of people running.
The problem is they've got the fan hang that day, you know, and that kind of stuff. They've got a week. They've got it all. They're making sure they're pulling money off the punters for the whole fucking weekend, that lot.
Fuck's sake,
he knows what he's doing up, you Tony can.
Fuck's sake, sorry I spoke.
Buster, hey guys, what do you make about Hogan saying he's wanting a retirement match?
He should have taken one look at Flair's thing.
They're looking at Shane versus Hogan at WrestleMania, next year's WrestleMania, fuck me. That'd be horrendous.
Better make sure fucking Snoop Dogg's hanging about. Is there any way, can you imagine any way, if you even wanted to book Hogan in a final match, can you imagine what that match would be? What would you want to see, or how would you book it? What would you do if you even wanted to give him that opportunity? Because obviously, there could be reasons, no way.
Who would you want him to fight?
Jeff Jarrett, and have him fucking bury him. Jeff Jarrett, bury Hogan. That'd be fucking amazing.
Hogan and... Is there an emulate for the current roster that would be? Hogan and what'd you call him? Tyler Black, what'd you call him again?
Seth Rollins,
aye. I think that'd be ideal.
That'd be good.
Hogan and Gunther would be good.
Aye, Gunther just battering him.
But Hogan, because Hogan should be finished off by the type of guy that Hogan always beat, which is the big foreign monster. Aye.
What'd you call him? Osmos?
Omos.
Oh, a big Omos.
Aye.
Osmos.
Omos.
And that's him, Kevin Nash, and Omos is Wayne. Osmos.
Osmos.
Aye, big Omos. Aye, I mean, there you go. Fraser wants to put over Dragunov and Dijak, just bringing the violence at the contract signing for the match at the weekend. None of this. We can be civil at a table until the contract is signed. And wants to bury... Well, he doesn't expect Mustafa Ali to win. Having Brock just slag him off on Raw just feels pointless. Did you see that? Get a life, kid.
I like
I that. Really liked it, Brock saying get a life, kid, to him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I like this, Brock. I like big bully veteran, big Brock. I love Brock, man. I think Brock's great. Jumbo wants to put over CPW and Govan last weekend. It was a brilliant show, and my son even got to be part of Ravy Davies' entrance on the Saturday because he goes to the wrestling school. Hope Grado enjoyed the Friday night. And you said you did, didn't you, Grado?
Hold on, I'm just looking at the next bit here. Look at this, what he's wrote.
Burying the Connect 4 part of last week's podcast. I know there's a video version, but honest to God, who is watching podcasts?
There was a lot of love for the Connect on the Patreon and the Discord. There was a lot of love for the Connect 4.
Stevie wants to put over Brock's You Need a Life, Young Man comment to Mustafa Ali. Dad Brock is proven to be my favourite version of him, and wants to bury Liv Morgan and Dakota Kai picking up long-term injuries. Both were on great runs. I didn't know Liv Morgan had a long-term injury.
Yeah.
Missed that. Jeez. Val Venus wants to bury wrestling matches being so long. Grado was right. 7, 8, 9 minutes is enough for any match. If you can't tell a story in 9 minutes, you can fuck right off.
Correct. I love you, Val Penis.
And Val Penis wants to put over... What did I say? Venus?
Yes. But it's Val Penis.
Sorry. Val Penis also wants to put over... Sikoniak wants to put over Kevin Nash yet again. The guy's a complete superstar, no matter how many ex-nobodies try to bring him down. Who tried to bring down Kevin Nash?
I know, I might hear that.
Who's been trying... You don't fuck with Nash, man.
Who fucking tried to bring down your Kevin Nash?
It was probably something like Shane Douglas or... You know what I mean? One of these guys that said they get bullied after click back in the day.
Aye.
See, I think if you get bullied after them back in the day, you were probably a wee dick. I think you probably deserved that.
Aye.
You know what I mean? I would like to think. How would you? Here's a question for you, Grado. Have you ever thought how you would have survived in that locker room at that time? Who do you think you would have hung about with? And who do you think you would have? You would have ended up fucking traveling with him.
Maybe I would have hung about with like. I could have hung about with Paul Bearer. Paul Bearer or Blue Meanie or.
I could see you hanging about with Blue Meanie.
Aye. I'd definitely get shites in my bag and all that, wouldn't I? And a tufty kid on it, I enjoyed it and all that, and be a right kind of right.
Did you see Bradshaw tying you up naked somewhere and all that, and shoving things up your ass?
You know that, stole back off me. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't
know. Nearly green. Tears in your eyes. Tears in your eyes. Stole back off
you. Aye, that's it. Like, get off me.
What do you like, Justin Layfield, Bradshaw? God, I could imagine Kevin Nash on his podcast and now talking about how Grado used to travel with him, and he was like, we used to send him in to get hang me for his noise, and I could imagine that, you know what I mean?
Aye, what can and get their baby?
Because you're good at that. You're good at. See, this is the thing. I think the click back in, right, that lot. I think if they sensed fear in people. That was probably the thing, you know what I mean? I think if people were intimidated by him, then they probably had no respect for them, you know what I mean? But I don't think you're good at that thing of just going up to somebody that's like, you know, that some people would be feared to talk to, and you'll just go up and go, how you doing, big man? You know what I mean?
I've always kind of like been that, especially with American wrestlers, because here's the wildest thing, right? I've always just thought, see, because they're American, they're dafties. You know what I mean by that?
Aye.
Like walking up to Vader and going, how? Can I wear your mask tonight? You know what I mean?
Aye.
Oh, can I? When you go, man, let's do it. Yeah, he's in it. Come on, I mean? Get it off, watch. Come on, I mean? It's just, you've got to be. I've always just had that in the back of my mind where I'm going, not in a bad way, but do you get what I mean by that?
I do get what you mean. You get what I mean? And speaking of Vader, by the way, I've been seeing lately, there's just been a lot of videos getting bounced about, just kind of old Vader matches and stuff like that. There was, you know, just a number of kind of Vader matches circulating recently on the internet for some reason. I'm not sure why. But see in his prime, man. See that fucking guy in his prime? Jesus Christ.
Unreal, man.
He was bloody brilliant.
So agile, wasn't he?
He was brilliant, man. Yeah. He really was. He was brilliant. And I'm sure I've said this before on this show as well, but I can't, the impact that had on me when Vader was in WWF and he lost a match and he was like, I'm a fat piece of shit. You know that? That massive impact on me, that, you know what I mean? Because, anyway.
I was listening to a story about that all day, about how he hated that idea.
No wonder.
But I'm going to have to call myself a fat mess.
Yeah. Anyway, Alex wants to bury WWE doing nothing with the title since WrestleMania. Thank God Cody didn't get them. And wants to put over AJ Styles calling the new belt the secondary belt. At least he's honest. Wow. Kieran wants to put over fucking Sabu debuting in AEW. Did you see this, Grado?
No. When?
He is the special enforcer for Jericho versus Cole.
You're joking.
No, seriously. Is anyone Cole's corner?
Class, man. When did he come out?
He looked good, by the way.
Did he come out?
Did he come out? Aye, you saw him. He came out. What came out is...
Man. Did he use his music and all that? Where's he come out? Oh, wait, man, hold on. So I just need to say this for 2 seconds. You want to talk to analyze? No way, man. What? Talk about. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, no way, man. I know that
Looks good, eh?
Mate. See, if I was watching that live, I'd have buzzed out my trolley, man.
You'd have popped big time for that, wouldn't you?
He's a great guy, man.
Mad Sabu.
Ah, if he's fucking heed.
Kieran wants to bury the four pillars match. Not hyped for it at all. It'll be a good match, but MJF is a star. Darby peaks in the upper mid card for me. The other two are so unlikable. I think it'll be a good match, though. Do you not think it'll be a good match, guys?
I think it'll be a really, really good match.
It's a cracker. It's a way to tell them.
MJF will go over, though.
Jeff Jarrett?
No, MJF.
GF will go over?
No, I said MJF.
No, you went Jeff will go on. You were just, obviously, you were thinking Jeff Jarrett's winning this.
I
love Jeff Jarrett, by the way, in AEW. I think he's great. I think he's been a brilliant addition to AEW.
He's been very good.
WWE should be going, what did we do that for? Why did we let him go? Seriously, they should be, you know what I mean? A veteran who can go like that still. Should have had him. Should have tied him up, man. Because I was thinking about things like that. Yeah, I would love to see like Jeff Jarrett against fucking what's his name? Austin Theory. Austin Theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love to see guys like that going at each other, you know what I mean? Young upstart and the fucking Double J.
Well, we can still do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You just made the list.
So everybody loves a list. We like to do one each week in wrestling. It's not even really a list anymore, is it? It's more a kind of stream of consciousness conversation. The patrons want to talk about the best ring gear, though. Oh, here's a good one. Grado, finally a good one. A good one last week, actually, as well. Best ring gear. Who looked the best in the ring? I loved Toshiaki Kawada's black and yellow pants, like his trousers that he wore, his black and yellow pants. There was just something about that, something, his yellow boots. So Kawada, for me, is up there. I like Vader's gear, actually.
Mate, it's weird how you picked that fella. For some reason, I like Lance. I loved Lance Storm's gear. I know that's a bit of a random one, but especially the gear he wore at One Night Stand 2005.
No, I know what you mean. It's like,
I don't know, I liked his gear.
I liked Rick Rude. See all the fucking designs.
Aye, painted.
Rick Rude tights, fucking brilliant.
When I was in the Lowlanders, I based my look on Dan Math. Remember Dan Math?
Yeah, aye.
Ring of Honor. With the kind of sort of baggy spandex pants with the spandex sort of shirt tap they had on. I love that look.
So, who else still like? I'm trying to think here. I mean, the Big Boss Man's ring gear, I think, is great.
Yeah. See, when
just in there,
the
just
black...
in there as a copper. You know what I mean?
When he went to the black gear, that looked fucking cool.
Aye.
Do you know what I liked? Just Incredible's ECW gear. Remember he would have the jean shorts, but black tights underneath it with white socks.
Oh yeah.
As if he was a goalie.
Aye. Are you quite like that kind of dressed down kind of ring gear kind of vibe, didn't you?
I think it's cool looking, man.
Try to think of who else. I think LOD have brilliant ring gear, and I'm not talking about the entrance gear, I'm talking about their actual ring gear, their tights that they wear, and their boots, and just that. I like that kind of strong look. I remember seeing the Steiners. I used to love the Steiners gear in WCW. For some reason, I used to see the Steiners and him with the fucking, you know, the amateur wrestling helmet on and all that, and I used to think to myself, they look like they'd fucking fuck at you. You know, I'm just a ring gear, that kind of athletic.
Like, it's mad, isn't it, wrestling, isn't it? How we obsess over stuff like this. Like, that, when you actually take a step back and go, how fucking pathetic is this conversation? Do you know what I mean?
Know.
But, like,
I know.
Which your favourite wrestling clothes?
I know.
I loved him. I loved his tights for 2005. Like, what other entertainment? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like a Coronation Street podcast going, what was your favourite fucking bet?
Aye.
And do you know what I mean? What was your favourite?
What was the best was Ken Barlow attire? Ken Barlow Rovers attire.
Roy Cropper. What was your favourite Roy Cropper cagoule?
Your favourite Roy Cropper entrance into the Rovers.
You know what I mean?
Jushin Liger.
Aye.
I'm going to go for as my number one. I think Liger's look is just fucking incredible, man.
You know, just think, but he must be absolutely bailing in that.
Oh, he must be bailing, but he must be bailing, but it's just, the look is incredible. You know, as I say, anybody else I'm forgetting here? I really like, I love it, Angle's look. You know, I like, love that kind of, I've always loved Angle's look in the ring.
So, see his, a lot of my singlets were just templates of Kurt Angle's gear, because I had the same gear maker as Kurt Angle. She can't do my gear anymore, which is a pain in the ass. That's why I've wrestled in that purple and black one. I used to get new gear, I'd say maybe about 4 or 5 times a year, and I've had the same gear now since 2019. Because the seamstress was in TNA, and it was always just like, she was always there, and I'd go in and I'd go, oh, I fancy something new, I fancy something. And she would have it for the next time I would be here. And all the stuff was just cut angles, see with the stars and all that. And
I've always thought, your gear has always kind of reminded me of Vader's kind of gear as well, just purely because I suppose it's just that singlet look, and I suppose it's just the name. The name on the singlet, which doesn't happen often enough.
Nah.
Mr. Perfect's yellow fucking singlet. You know, Mr. Perfect's yellow look.
Yep. Mate, do you know what this is making me hinky, and I'm fucking raging? Do you know what I'm raging? I'm just, because I was thinking in my head there what some of my favourite singlets were, and I've one of my favourites was a black singlet with a Union flag on it and an American flag. And guess who I gave it to? Nacho Novo. Mate, and I sometimes think, I want to phone him back up and go, what are you doing with that? I want it back.
Jeez, he probably wears it. He probably wears it to bed.
Jamie Langfield, he still no give me back my wrestling singlet either. Remember that?
Why'd you give Nacho Novo a wrestling singlet?
It was at the charity game at Ibrox, and he went, can I have that? I'll put it up in my bar. And I went, aye, when you go then. And then his bar shut down about 2 weeks later. Fucking cracker thing, I'm no joking.
I've seen your pictures of that guy. That is a belter.
Aye. What do you think about Rob? Rob, you alright?
Aye, I'm just thinking about, I was thinking about Foley's look, his Cactus Jack look I loved. That's good ring gear. Because it's just unconventional ring gear.
But can I show you something, right? See if you type in to images.google, right? Fat nah, I mean, I can't be fucked.
What was it?
No, it's just because, so, like, it's really hard to find a gear maker that can do my gear good, because there was one, I got somebody else, I changed my gear maker once, and if you look on, if you type in Grado Wrestler into images.google, and there's one where I'm shaped like Humpty Dumpty, and my singlet is hanging off me, and it looks terrible, it just shows you how hard it is to get gear to sit right. There's one picture that I look terrible. So I'm pointing it to the camera.
Oh, I've seen it. Just the black with the gold Grado over the top of Grado.
Aye, right? Mate.
Aye, aye, aye.
I look like an egg.
Gold Dust.
Oh, I loved Gold Dust.
Gold Dust gear is brilliant.
Yeah.
I could do this all night, man. I know. This is up my street. Let's move on. Ryan says Randy Savage all day long. Macho Man always looked good. Stuart says it's got to be Kane. So many great versions, but my favourite is for 2001. His favourite is the one with the kind of see-through net flames across the breast. Steve says you can't beat Steve says you can't beat Macho Man, especially during the Macho King phase. Amazing. Why did we not say Macho Man? Bearded Bruno says Shawn Michaels for sure. Great stuff. Marty says always had the best of gear. His long trenches were no bad too.
That's Warrior. That was Warrior, Marty was talking.
Warrior. Well, Warrior. That's a good look. And Bronzecello says Razor Ramon and Bret Hart. Wait a minute, I want to put in a shout here for Hollywood Hulk Hogan's look.
Wow, yes. Careful. Do you know what I love and all? MD, the Razor Ramon, MD that wears a leather waistcoat. How cool are leather waistcoats?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
And then,
very cool. See when Austin used to come down and he had the knee braces on and he had the leather waistcoat on and he kept it on to give somebody a doing. It was the coolest fucking thing in the world, that waistcoat. Oh. Aye. Masahiro Chono, the Japanese wrestler, always looked great in the ring, man. Always looked great in the ring. I could go on eight. I love this shit. Monster C and Hustle was a beautiful look. Monster C was, of course, Steve Carino when he was doing his stuff in Hustle. Steven says, for me, it's either Ultimate Warrior or Sabu. Used to love Tommy Dreamer as a kid because he just looked like a dad who came off the street and wanted a fight. Pepsi Kebab says, Rick Rude, the Boogeyman, and Goldust. Boogeyman is a good look, by the way. Alan says, Cena, back in the Doctor of Thuganomics days. Never really been a fan of Cena's look in the ring.
Didn't it look bizarre when he was wrestling at WrestleMania? Still with like, the Nikes on and the jean shorts. You just kind of felt...
Jen always goes, he's dressed like a wee boy. Why is he dressed? He's like a guy in his like 40s dressed like a wee boy. You know what I mean?
She's bang on.
Wrestling God says current has to be Rey Mysterio, all time has to be early 2000s Hardy Boys.
Right.
Graham says Bret Hart just looked cool as fuck when I was growing up. Very true. Martin says obviously Max Moon, but seriously, Carmella always smashes it as well as Rey. We've not really spoke about the woman very much. I think Sasha's stuff since she's been wrestling in Japan has looked amazing.
Yeah,
her looks. You know what?
Awesome Kong. She had good gear.
You know what? I'm going to say it, boys. I'm going to say it, right? Mm. The Fiend.
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a fan. I know I was never a fan of The Fiend. Right?
Clown trousers and all that.
But that could have worked, that look. You know what I mean? That could have worked, that look with that mask and all that. You know what I mean?
Aye.
Could have worked. Calzo says Hulkster snorted some amount of ring gear back in the day. He says, there we go. There's a wee joke about gear there.
Now on Wrestling Daft, we're playing Win Our Wages. 10 wrestling questions, and how do we decide who wins it at the end? Is it just, if you can get 10 questions right?
It's dead easy, Grey. There were 60 seconds on the clock. You get 10 wrestling questions right in that time. You win the wages. If you don't get all 10 questions right, you go on to the leaderboard, and at the top of the leaderboard right now, Grey, though, we have Stephen Roach and Mike Bates, who are tied on 8. But if you get all 10 right in the 60 seconds, you'll win the wages. And if you don't know the answer, you pass. If we've got time at the end, we'll come back to the questions you passed on. It's dead easy.
Well, welcome to the show, Mr. Chris Jack.
All right, Gredo. All right, John.
How are you, my man? How's your wrestling career getting on?
It's done. It's done, man.
You're joking. You've retired.
I have. I've officially bowed out of the in-ring stuff now. Aye. Getting too old, getting too injured, getting too crabbit. Which I think is what CM Punk was trying to say last year. So I'm done.
How many matches did you end up having altogether?
Probably, I think across the 5 years I was doing it, maybe 12, 13, something like that.
You still keeping your nose in about it?
Well, I'm still going to be doing the commentary for the Titanic shows. I kind of get transitioned into that when I was coming back after taking time off for the wee boy coming. So I was doing commentary and our sort of kind of main shows that we do, and then I was performing on the house shows that we were doing. But just by timing and getting injured and all sorts of other stuff, it was time to wrap it.
What the fuck is a house show?
So the way that Titanic have been doing it is they've been having the big shows in Belfast,
right,
that have got all the storylines and stuff on it, and then for the sort of the newer trainees and stuff like that, we've been doing like wee shows in like so Port Lush, Ballymena, Portadown, all the kind of the smaller towns in Northern Ireland.
Why do you stay there again?
For love. For love, my missus is still here, so it'll be 9 years this year that we've been staying in Larne. So I'm in with the bricks now.
Because I mean, what services are on the ferry these days? It's just the Sunrail one now, and there's no the one for Troon, no.
No, but there's the two. There's the P&O that goes out of Larne and to Cairnryan, and then you've got the Stena line that goes for Belfast to Stranraer. So it's quite
how long does that take, Chris?
About 2 hours.
2 hours.
I was over at the weekend there. I was out on the boat at the weekend, seeing some family for my cousin's 50th. So it was nice. It was nice getting back here.
I've never been to Belfast.
Have you not?
Oh, it's a good night out, Belfast. It's a cracking night out, it's Belfast. Here, Chris, you've got some exciting about a plan you've got for a secondary podcast, haven't you?
We hear this.
I have indeed, John. I have indeed. From the Discord chat, everybody's kind of been crying out for a sequel to the Marks that ran through lockdown. And now that I'm no longer get my cunt kicked in the ring. I've got a lot of free time and a lot less injuries to take. So I thought I'll put my own podcast together, sent a pitch to John, sent him a wee pilot. We're going to be running a new podcast thanks to Wrestling Daft called The Daft Cheat, which is going to be a more kind of wrestling news focused, a lot tighter. So basically I'm going to be playing the part of the editor of The Daft Cheat. And each week I'm going to have two guests on who are going to be trying to compete to see who gets to fill the Daft Sheet with the best stories for wrestling in the week. So we're going to have them competing to get the front page, which will be the biggest news stories, the back page, which will be the best match of the week. We're going to have Dear Dafties, which will be like a problem page based on the wrestling problems. We're going to have the TV pages, so seeing what the best thing to watch over the next week is.
Nice.
And we're going to have page three as well, the most titillating bit of gossip.
John, how do you never come up with formats like this? That's a brilliant idea.
That's a good idea, isn't it? But it's a very good idea.
That's a good idea. Well, good on you, Chris. Well, we'll look out for that, everybody. I'm assuming it was just going to be on the same feed as Wrestling Daft. Am I right, John?
It will be. If you subscribe to Wrestling Daft, you'll get that in your feed as well. So,
yep. We're also going to try as much as possible as we can to get like a wee 10-minute interview for the centrefold of the Daft Sheet as well. So I've got a few things lined up with some quite well-established wrestlers that wrestle in Scotland, wrestle in Ireland, wrestle all over the shop, looking to add to that. So as and when we can get the interviews in, we'll be chucking that in as well.
Magic.
Hey, Rob, we've got a network now, you know, like we're like Conrad.
Exactly, we're like Conrad. And if you're struggling with debt, I could really, you want me to sell your house for you? I'll sell your fucking house for you. You're fucked.
Right, but he's on to play the quiz, Chris.
Yes.
So are you ready to take it? Would you like Rab or Grado to ask the questions?
I'll go with Ab. I'll go with Ab. We'll take the...
Oh, Jesus, right, okay. I'm on the cognac as well.
He's had a couple of cognacs.
Right, here we go. So, Chris, you have a minute to answer all 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, pass. And if we have time at the end, we will come back to the questions you passed on. However, we do need to accept your first answer, right? You got it, Chris?
Got it.
Are you ready for time to start? Who's timing it, John?
I've got it.
Here we go. Right, you ready? Let the time begin now. Who does Rhea Ripley face at Night of Champions?
Bianca Belair.
Where was Undertaker originally billed from?
Death Valley.
Elton Prince and Kit Wilson make up which tag team?
Pretty Deadly.
Who was the last wrestler to hold the IWGP Heavyweight Championship before it was unified?
Kota Ibushi.
Which two wrestlers faced Seth Rollins in the first round of Night of Champions qualifiers?
AJ Styles and Finn Balor and Rey Mysterio.
And what year was AEW officially formed?
2019.
Who is the current ICW World Heavyweight Champion?
Arvin Echo.
After Axe and Smash, who was the third member of Demolition?
Crush.
James Kipperley is the real name of which wrestler?
That's time,
Chris. John, what was the score?
Well, he only actually got through 8 of the questions. However, he got 2 wrong, Chris. Who does Rhea Ripley face at Night of Champions? It's Natalya.
Asuka.
And two wrestlers.
Natalya,
yeah. And two wrestlers face Seth Rollins. The first round of the Night of Champions were Damian Priest and Shinsuke Nakamura. The final question that you didn't get to, James Kipperley was Orange Cassidy. And the final question was, who has been rumoured to face Shane McMahon at WrestleMania 40? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't know, Mr. Hulk, Blobby.
Hulk Hogan. So it was a 6, Chris. It was a 6.
Ah, well.
6, ah, Chris. Well. I'm afraid that is not enough to win our wages. So I'm so sorry.
Third on the leaderboard, though, so that's not a bad effort.
Third on the leaderboard. That's not shameful. So look out, everybody, for Chris's podcast coming onto our feed. I'm looking forward to hearing it myself. Chris, thanks so much for that idea, and thanks so much for coming on and trying out this very difficult quiz, John. Nobody's ever going to win our wages. Thank fuck. So, Chris, have a great weekend.
You too.
And it's good to see you. Mate. Hope to speak soon, man. Speak soon.
See you later, pal. Bye-bye.
No worries, man. Speak later. Well, there you go. I mean, so I don't think anybody's ever going to win our wages. Grado, Grado, listen, get out for a run tomorrow morning.
I might, mate.
I need to start doing it. I'm filming in a few months. I'm filming in like 12 weeks, less than 12 weeks, and I need to, you know.
When do you start? I come back from a honeymoon. I go right into filming Two Doors Down like that day.
Wow. Oh, really? So where are you on your honeymoon, by the way?
The Maldives.
Oh, very nice, mate. Very nice. I've heard there's like a dream come true over there, by the way.
Mate, aye. But we were sitting the other day, right? Stephanie, me, we were watching YouTube, and we went, Mum, we'll put in the Maldives, right? So we put in the Maldives and all that. And then I'm going, it's a bit fucking dull in it. Then I thought, Mum, we'll type in, we'll go get sighted, see what the weather is. Weather, Maldives, June. This is monsoon season. There will be some sunshine, but please be do sure to pack a fucking brolly.
Mate, listen, I've known a few people that have been to the Maldives, right? I've never been myself, but I know a few people that have been to the Maldives, and they all talk about it as if it was like heaven itself that they went to. You'll have a great time, so don't...
Who went? Frankie Boyle?
No.
Ford Greenland?
No.
Noddy?
Wee Burnley. It was Wee Burnley.
Did you ever meet Wee Burnley?
Did I ever meet him? No.
Let's have a moment for Wee Burnley. And Tina Turner as well.
Tina Turner, by the way.
I was in the director's box last night, and I was like, literally 5 minutes before Rangers came out, Tina Turner died, and I was passing the news about as if it was like 9/11. You know that way?
Tina Turner's dead!
And folk were going, this is a prank.
Is this a prank?
I was going, no, she is. And then at half time, man, Stuart Robertson, the chief executive, I was like, did you know what Tina Turner's now? He's like, I did that. I was like, do you want me to go into the park and announce it?
Did they not announce anything? No.
No, I thought.
I spoke to Michael Smith. Michael does the tannoy this morning. I said, did you announce it? He said, no, because he thought I'd put people on a downer. Like, so he just blasted. He said he played simply the best, a bit louder than normal. And he was talking to Craig Moore in the park at half time, Grado. And he said, obviously, they mentioned the sad passing of Tina Turner and, you know, what simply the best meant to, felt like to run out to. So that's the way he kind of got around it.
I love Michael, but what he should have done, and of course, nobody likes an armchair superback, whatever you call him, an armchair, what was it?
An armchair superback, that's right, you're right. That's what it is.
Nobody likes an armchair superback. He should have played it at the end.
Did Rangers play simply the best every game?
Aye, but there was talk that they were asking the fans if they want to change the music, so they were.
Wait, private dancer when the team's coming, that'd be brilliant. I'm a private dancer.
I don't get this treatment for Celtic that you get for Rangers, like, you know, invited into the boxes and all that, meeting or in, but the big nights, I would love to go on like Celtic Park and take like my father-in-law, for example, and get nice treatment and meet an exec and all that. I'm a known fucking Celtic supporter. I never get invited, you know. I've never been, nobody for Celtic has ever reached out to me and went, you want to come on like a game or anything like that? Fucking none.
Aye, but Rab, mate, you're competing with Compson, Billy Connolly, friggin'
Lewis Capaldi.
Aye, all that, carry on. I mean,
there's only you.
Me and Hope, even
Pupin.
Aye.
Jordan Young.
And the boy that did the sea shanty is Nathan Evans. There you are.
You know what I mean? Fucking Dave, what'd you call him? Fame Academy?
I don't even get good treatment for fucking Rangers. And this is despite the fact, you know, I said hello to Walter Smith. In Home Hardware when I moved to Helensburgh. one of the first things that happened when I moved to Helensburgh is I saw Walter Smith in Home Hardware doing the tune.
I met FO. I was talking to FO last night. So I was FO. I think she still stays in Helensburgh, doesn't she?
But I don't know. I'm not
John,
sure.
John, you to go, son?
Lads, I've got to go play football again.
Oh, sorry, John. Sorry, John. Forgetting about your priorities. Right. Well, that's it for Wrestling Daft. Like and subscribe, get on. Like and subscribe. What am I talking about, man? For fucking Mr. Beast or whatever his name is. Grado, it's been a pleasure. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great holiday Monday. On Monday, bank holiday Monday. I don't know if he's a raff.
I'm on.
And your own. I can't believe it. And even you guys, like, fucking never, nobody's ever offered me a radio show either. You know what I mean?
Mate, I try to go to my radio show all morning. You tell me where I go. Apparently tell me to get to fuck.
Mate, I was doing a school run. You got, can you come on at 8:30? A fucking guy wheel at 4 wains. Can you come on at 8:30? You know what I mean?
I know. Right,
out.
See you later, man. Road. On the road, that's yourself.